Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg has apparently had a change of heart when it comes to censorship on his platform. Yesterday, the tech billionaire appeared on the Joe Rogan podcast to try to make amends with everybody that he has censored since he launched his platform, and with the whole MAGA crowd leading into Trump's presidency. In this interview, Zuckerberg reveals that the Biden administration called his employees, screaming and cursing at them, to take down COVID or vaccine content that goes against the mainstream narrative, revealing that he put his company and profits over the well-being of humanity.
They pushed us super hard to take down things that were honestly were true, right? I mean, they basically pushed us and said, you know, anything that says that vaccines might have side effects, you basically need to take down. And I was just like, well, we're not going to do that. Like, we're clearly not going to do that. I mean, that is kind of inarguably
who is,
true.
Who is they? Who's telling you to take down things that talk about vaccine side effects?
It was people in the Biden administration. I think these people from the Biden administration would call up our team and, like, scream at them and curse.
Mark Zuckerberg was also pressured to take down one particular meme of Leonardo DiCaprio, as seen here, which implies that a great deal of vaccine injuries will soon be coming down the pike.
We're not going to take down things that are true. That's ridiculous. They want us to take down this meme of Leonardo DiCaprio looking at a TV talking about how 10 years from now or something, you know, you're going to see an ad that says, okay, if you took a COVID vaccine, you're eligible, for this kind of payment, like this mm-hmm. sort of like class action lawsuit type meme. And they're like, no, you have to take that down. And we just said no.
Here's the problem, though, folks. He did take these things down. And in fact, things are much worse than what is being described on the Joe Rogan podcast. I'm particularly frustrated because I warned on multiple occasions what was happening. But nobody was listening because I've been pushed to the back corner of the internet. This video, posted on November 26, 2019, has the title, Facebook Will Now Ban Facts About Vaccine Ingredients, What You Need to Know.
Facebook is now planning on blocking any information that is raising awareness about the dangers of vaccines, even going so far as to block info that contains facts about the ingredients in vaccines. This is obviously kicking the health information war into overdrive.
That was 6 years ago, folks. Or how about this one from the same time that exposes the fact that Facebook has a patent on shadow banning?
All right, so today we're going to be talking about a newly granted patent that shows that Facebook is not only engaging in shadow banning, but they're also trying to protect through a patent their method of doing so. Here is the United States patent for moderating content in an online forum, where it states, users of social networking system are provided with user interface elements permitting the user to post comments on pages within the social networking system. Pages may be provided for any non-user entity, including, for example, pages for businesses, products, concepts, etc. Embodiments provided herein permit page moderators to ban certain content from being displayed on a page. For example, the social networking system may receive a list of proscribed content and block comments containing the prescribed content by reducing the distribution of those comments to other viewing users. However, the social networking system may display the blocked content to the commenting user such that the commenting user is not made aware that his or her comment was blocked, thereby providing fewer incentives to the commenting user to spam the page or attempt to circumvent the social networking system's filters. And these are the people who filed the application for Facebook, and as we see here, it was done way back in February of 2015.
Guys, in case you didn't know, my Press for Truth Facebook page, which had over 350,000 followers, was terminated by the platform. I did a segment live on Russia Today to discuss the censorship of my account, and more importantly, what's going to happen moving forward and what should happen moving forward.
Let's discuss this further now with investigative journalist Dan Dix. Dan, welcome to the program. Now, if we look at the Facebook bans, do you think it's making the company too involved in politics? And should a social media platform even be deciding which information is fake or real?
Well, there is no doubt about this, that this is political. As I said in that tweet that you read out, this is clearly a political move. When you have these major tech companies appointing themselves as the gatekeepers of political thought, well, that is clearly a political move. I was told that this was because of spamming, that you know, we are mass collectively pushing our information on people, or that it was operated from a fake account. All of these things are untrue. The information that I post or used to post on Facebook was information that I produce on my website, which goes against the government. It goes against the status quo. And I think that's what we are dealing with here today, is the silencing of anybody who's, you know, it doesn't even matter left, right side of the political spectrum. It's anybody who goes against the status quo right now seems to be a target. And Alex Jones may have been the first domino to fall, but it seems that they are now coming after some of the smaller guys who talk about similar things.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard from the founders of the Free Thought Project and antimedia.com that it's not only Facebook, but Twitter's joined in as well, and they've banned their accounts too. How likely that this is a coordinated effort?
It is very, very likely, especially when we consider the fact that the Good Censor leaked document from Google just came out just a few days ago. And we know, in the case of Alex Jones, for example, that it was a concerted effort because they all did it at the exact same time. So when we have a midterm election coming up right around the corner in the United States, I'm Canadian. My channel is Canadian. We also have a federal election coming up not too far away. So they are taking away these voices that are actually have an ability to influence these things. So that's what we're seeing now. This is the mainstream media trying to wipe out their competition so that the oligarchy can continue to maintain the status quo.
Dan, if we look at free speech, is Facebook violating free speech by banning accounts?
Well, that's an interesting question, because that raises the topic of whether or not they are a private company, or if they're a public company, or if they're quasi-private. I am of the opinion that I am not going to lobby, you know, for any kind of internet regulation bill. I don't want them to be regulated. I don't want them to be removed from the internet. I would like to see the free market decide what to do with Facebook by choosing to just migrate off the platform, boycott it, if you will, and to move over to these other platforms that do support free speech. Platforms like Steemit.com, like BitChute.com, like Minds.com, like DTube. There are a lot of alternative platforms that are popping up now as a result of the censorship of free speech. So I think it's not only a troubling time, but we're at a bit of a fork in the road where it's also an exciting time too. We could see the free market present itself, and some really awesome alternative platforms begin to arise. And I'm going to be joining all of them as a hedge against this outright censorship that we're going to be seeing from Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all the major conglomerates.
Okay, thanks, Dan Dix, investigative journalist, for coming onto the program.
In that clip, I discuss my solutions, which involve migrating to decentralized platforms. And I mentioned BitChute.com as an excellent alternative to YouTube, which also terminated my channel that had over 275,000 subscribers. Here's what Ray, the founder and CEO of BitChute, had to say about all of this. He says, "It's funny how people who not very long ago were censoring and deplatforming en masse are now advocating for free speech, especially now that a massive political shift is happening. How convenient. We should be cautious about judging people merely by what they say. Rather, we should judge them by their actions. BitChute has always maintained its clear commitment to absolute free speech, and we will never change that." By the way, guys, in case you didn't know, BitChute has graciously backed up every single PFT video that I've ever produced. So if you ever come across a broken link due to the censorship on Press for Truth, just take the title of my video, paste it into BitChute, and you'll find it. So here's where things have gotten incredibly frustrating for me here at Press for Truth. Almost on a daily basis, I get comments like, "Dan, I haven't seen you in years. Man, where have you been? I'm so glad to see that you're back." I haven't gone anywhere. And just knowing what they've done to me kind of makes my eye twitch a little bit. How am I supposed to stand a chance when this is the level of censorship I'm dealing with? My YouTube channel with 275,000 subscribers was terminated. My Facebook page with 350,000 followers was terminated. MailChimp terminated my account and my entire email subscribers list. Patreon banned my account. I had over 300 patrons contributing financially on a monthly basis, and they're pretty much all gone now. I've managed to get 58 of my loyal viewers to resubscribe on Subscribestar, but that's nowhere near the numbers I used to have. My Press for Truth Twitter account is currently suspended, and when I asked X's own AI Grok why this happened, this was the response. Why was the account Press for Truth suspended? The account Press for Truth was suspended from Twitter in October of 2020 for reasons related to content or behavior on the platform. According to the information available, the suspension was part of a broader context where Press for Truth, a media outlet known for its investigative journalism and coverage of topics often considered controversial or against mainstream narratives, faced various forms of censorship and financial attacks. Specifically, the account was suspended just days before an election in British Columbia, Canada, and less than 2 weeks before a U.S. election, which they described as part of a tech war mega strike against them by major tech companies. This was seen by Press for Truth as an attack by those that they refer to as social justice warriors and part of a broader effort to censor alternative media voices. You've got guys out there like Tim Pool, who seemed to get millions of viewers by the day, and his friend Luke, who still has his YouTube channel and his Facebook page and his Twitter account, because they say things like this: "I'm willing to forgive Zuck, but only if he doubles his Zuckerbucks to conservative, freedom-orientated, cultural independent institutions." If you push politics and engage in self-censorship, sure, you'll not get censored and you'll gain a huge following, but you'll also lose your integrity. I fall more in line with what this guy has to say. "Finally got to finish this podcast and I feel more contempt for him than I did before. He speaks like a politician and is playing like he was scared of the government to justify the egregious level of censorship, implying that he had no choice or they were going to go after his company. So he put his company and its profits over the literal fate of humanity. What's new from these emotionless, psychopathic corporations? The censorship of COVID vaccine injuries and deaths was one of the key reasons why it was allowed to stay on the market and to continue obliterating people. If all those early videos of people passing out, having strokes, getting severe rashes all over their body, Bell's palsy, and the hundreds of other side effects were left on his platform for the world to see, no one would have wanted the shot, which would have saved millions of lives. It manufactured the perception of safety, and it kept people in the dark on the true scale of horror happening around the world. This means Mark Zuckerberg and all the execs that bent the knee to the pressure from the government are complicit in the genocide. Full stop. And there will be absolutely zero forgiveness from me, and nor should you give him any. Every single one of these people should be tried for crimes against humanity and the most brutal and savage level of justice possible. No amnesty, no forgiveness. And we'll just leave it at that. So I really hope you're not falling for this sleight of hand trickery that's coming from Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. The censorship will continue for those that truly challenge the status quo and who are not in fear of being deleted. But as I mentioned before, there are much better platforms that will not censor my content here at Press for Truth. And you can find those and subscribe to me by going to pressfortruth.ca/subscribe. I'm still on the chopping block, guys, because I'm over the target. But with the help that comes directly from you, the viewers, we can still be a strong force to contend with moving into this MAGA 2025 future. And I really hope you'll stay with me for the journey. So that's all for today, my friends. Please don't forget to check that top link in the description below to where you can support my efforts, because I'm up against a behemoth here. And I need all the help I can get moving forward. That's all for today, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Please share this video, click that thumbs up button, and stay tuned, guys. We're going to have more video reports coming soon, God willing. This is Dan Dix reporting for Press for Truth.
We all want truth. The truth will set you free.